I'm David Bianculli, and this is Fresh Air. We're spending the hour celebrating The Simpsons, an amazingly consistent and entertaining cartoon series marking its 300th episode this weekend. Because it's an animated show, there are elements of The Simpsons that don't get the respect they deserve. The acting is inspired. The dialogue is right on the money. And the music is, in a word, delightful. Here's The Simpsons musical version of A Streetcar Named Desire.
Hear me, Ella, you're putting me through hella, Stella, Stella!
Many of the Simpsons song parodies are collected on the CDs Songs in the Key of Springfield and Go Simpsonic with the Simpsons. You can listen to these gems over and over again because the lyrics are as clever as the arrangements.
Whoever you are, I have always depended on the kindness of strangers.
You can always depend on the kindness of strangers to walk up your spirit and shield it from danger.
Now here's a tip from Branch you won't regret.
All strangers just don't break you have in there. You have in there.
Alf Clausen composes and arranges most of the music on The Simpsons. He was also the composer for the TV series Moonlighting, The Donnie and Marie Show, and Mary Tyler Moore's Variety Hour. In 1997, Terry asked him how he works with The Simpsons writers who come up with the lyrics.
Very closely. It's a collaborative effort in creating the songs. I'm usually given a set of script pages that contain the lyric. And I'm usually given enough pages in front of the lyric and behind the lyric so that I know what the setup of the scene is supposed to be. And once I'm given the lyric, I'll be in conference with the producers and I'll get a scan from them as to the pacing of the lyric, what the intent of the scene is, what the ambiance of the song should be.
Let me move to another track on The Simpsons Songs in the Key of Springfield CD. And you wrote a theme for the Springfield news show, Eye on Springfield, with Kent Brockman.
Right.
Tell me about writing this theme and what you think of TV themes and news themes that you hear.
I think that my take on TV news themes in general now is that somewhere along the way there has been a god of rock and roll that has reached down and grabbed every news director by the neck and said, our news theme must contain rock and roll, and our news theme must be synthesized, because that's what the public relates to now. It gives us all this excitement, and that's what I tried to reach for in the Eye on Springfield theme. The rock groove plus the electronic synthesized music that everybody has come to know and love.
Well, let's hear your version of this, the Eye on Springfield theme with Kent Brockman.
Hello, I'm Kent Brockman, and this is Eye on Springfield. Infotainment.
What are some of the for-real TV themes that you've written over the years?
Well, TV themes has not been my bailiwick, as they say. I co-wrote the theme to the Elf series. And other than that, I have been basically known as an underscore music person, not a theme writer.
I want to get to another song on the Simpsons CD. And this is actually a parody of a song from Schoolhouse Rock, the song I'm Just a Bill on Capitol Hill. And this was a song written by Dave Frischberg that's supposed to describe, I mean, that does describe how a bill becomes a law. And this is a really clever parody of that by a demagogue, you know, sung in the persona of a demagogue. And Jack Sheldon, who the trumpeter who sang the original version, sings this one as well. Tell us how this one came about.
Well, again, the lyric originated as part of the script, and when I was given the sample that this was supposed to follow, when I heard the original, my first comment was, well, that's Jack Sheldon singing. And the producer said, do you know him? And I said, oh, yes, he's a friend of mine. He's worked for me many times in the past. He worked for me on Moonlighting, playing some of his beautiful, beautiful trumpet solos. He's one of the best jazz trumpet players in the world. And I said, wouldn't it be funny if we could get Jack to sing on our parody as well as the original? And the comment was made of, do you think we'd be able to get him? And I said, sure, let me make the call. I called Jack, and Jack said, I'd be glad to do this. So it really, I think, makes it come that much closer to home and gives the bite that much more significance.
What did you have to do musically to make it not exactly what the original song is? I mean, Dave Frischberg, who wrote the original, probably wasn't going to sue you, but is that the kind of thing you have to worry about?
It's an interesting challenge. By the way, Dave's an old friend of mine. He and I used to play casuals together when I was still playing.
Casuals?
And before he... casuals. You know, weddings, dances, and stuff like that.
No,
I was a bass player, he's a piano player, and we played some jobs together before he moved to New York and became a famous songwriter. It's always an interesting challenge to try to walk the line of creating an homage to someone, but not duplicating it note for note. So obviously, I'm always concerned about the fact that what I want to do is original, but nevertheless brings back the ambiance of the selected parody piece. It's tricky, but I think we got it to work.
Well, let's hear the parody of I'm Just a Bill. The parody is called The Amendment Song, and this is from an episode of The Simpsons called The Day the Violence Died.
Hey, who left all this garbage on the steps of Congress?
I'm not garbage. I'm an amendment to be. Yes, an amendment to be. And I'm hoping that they'll ratify me. There's a lot of flag burners who have got too much freedom. I wanna make it legal for policemen to beat 'em, cause there's limits to our liberties. At least I hope and pray that there are, cause those liberal freaks go too far.
But why can't we just make a law against flag burning?
Because that law would be unconstitutional. But if we change the Constitution,
then we can make all sorts of crazy laws.
Now you're catching on.
What the hell is this?
It's one of those campy 70s throwbacks that appeals to Generation Xers.
We need another Vietnam to thin out their ranks a little.
What if people say you're not good enough to be in the Constitution?
Then I'll crush all opposition to me, and I'll make Ted Kennedy pay. If he fights back, I'll say that he's gay.
Amendment, they ratified ya. You're in the U.S. Constitution.
Oh, yeah. Doors open, boys.
When you're writing a song parody, you trying to write it as if it were serious, as if it were really a Broadway show or really a movie theme?
Absolutely. Not only in creating the songs, but in creating the underscore music for The Simpsons and trying to give credence to the emotional content of what the characters are saying, I'm always extremely serious. And I think what happens is that the listener and observer gets pulled into the situation more effectively once the music is serious, so that when the gag finally comes, the gag then becomes twice as funny.
Alf Clausen, music director of The Simpsons.